Cuando la Inmaculada vio a su propio Cordero, deprisa andando a morir, le siguió con valentía y dirigiéndose a exclamó las palabras: ¿A dónde vas, dulcísimo Hijo? Cristo pacientísimo, ¿por qué te alejas tan rápida y resueltamente? Jesús Señor, amado, misericordioso, sin pecado.
Sixth of April, 2019, Saturday of the fourth week of Lent. Jeremiah 11:18-20. Yahweh informed me, and I knew it. You then revealed their shaming to me. I, for my part, was like a trustful lamb, being led to the slaughterhouse, not knowing the schemes they were plotting against me. Let us destroy the tree in its strength. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name may no longer be remembered. Yahweh Sabaoth, whose judgment is upright, tester of motives and thoughts, I shall see your vengeance on them, for I have revealed my cause to you. The hate, all these bad things which people are planning, may be sometimes mixed with fear. It can go so far that it seems not to be enough just to kill another person, but really to destroy the whole existence from the earth, his testimony forever. These words of today is a memory for me for the story of Saint Jeanne d'Arc. This holy person who was judged by the church. Behind all this were the English people and were judged to death openly. It was for the English people not enough to try to take away her dignity openly. They took the ash and threw them in the river, like her heart which was not burned. They wanted to destroy everything, because it was her, through God, helped the real king of France to the throne, and that the English lost the battles. But the memory of God will not forget anything. All is open before him. Even if the devil and the hate coming from the devil to the people may be strong and stronger, God will judge it. The prophet Jeremiah was like a lamb, and the hate was turning against him because he did not give his message what people expected. No, he was faithful to the mission of the Lord. It was difficult for him because he received resistance even from their own family, but he was faithful to his mission. In the time after the coming of the Lord, we will not talk about normally from revenge and want to see that God is doing this, because this is strange for us now, because the Lord asks us even to pray for enemies and that we will receive the grace to do that. But we can talk that the Lord should bring justice in the situation, if the situation is a little bit similar like the one of Jeremiah. And we can pray for this justice. And at the same time, as we know from the Bible, we can pray for those who are doing this kind of violence. Jeremiah, he was really like a lamb, like a child at this point, because his heart was pure. And so God had to tell him that they were doing bad things and planning bad things against him. This kind of attitude, which do not know the evil, because the evil is not so strong in their own heart, is different from to be naive. The first attitude is like the pastor from Ars. It is said from him that he only knows the existence of such bad sins when he heard the confession. If you are naive, you are a little bit blind and you don't realize the evil. Therefore, you are not awakened and cannot see how the situations really are. For our spiritual life, it's different that we are not in a mistrust to other people, what would be terrible and would close our heart, but also we cannot be blind for the evil which is around us. If we are blind, we cannot see the right reaction to the things which are happening. The Lord knew what was in the human being, and therefore he could deal with everything what came to him. And this exactly we have to learn from him. Without closing our hearts, we should know about the dangers around us. One point to understand this, the heart, and what can happen is if we know our own heart, if we have self-confidence, then we also know better what can be in the hearts of other people of dark things, which can easily bring as a consequence evil things. So this could be a help to know yourself, to be ready to deal in the right way.
The song of today is a Byzantine chant and describes the disposition of Our Lady to follow her son on his way of the cross.
Cuando la Inmaculada vio a su propio cordero, deprisa andando a morir, le siguió con valentía y dirigiéndose a exclamó las palabras: ¿A dónde vas, dulcísimo Hijo? Cristo pacientísimo, ¿por qué te alejas tan rápida y resueltamente? Jesús Señor, amado, misericordioso, sin pecado, dile una palabra a tu sierva, oh mi hijo queridísimo, no desprecies por tu silencio a mí que te di a luz al todo misericordia.